Three, two, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Carol Stay. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Famous, famous, famous. Oh, when it,
a simple one.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. We are shooting this on the Monday after the Super Bowl. So if something happens on Tuesday, we'll talk about it later. Okay, usually we record on Tuesdays. Shout out to my Seattle Seahawks. 12-1. The Dark Side. That's the nickname of the defense, which is a great nickname. Whole bunch of niggas over there terrorizing Drake May for 3 hours.
Is that tight?
This helmet?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I don't know how they're supposed to fit. I'm just
It's a replica helmet. It says specifically, "Do not wear this." But I ripped that out.
Oh shit! And I put it on.
Because there's like a blocker in there.
Yeah, there's a blocker in there. I went in there and broke that.
Okay.
And put it on my head.
Okay.
Because the replica was like $179. The actual helmet that you can wear is like $679.
Oh, well, it's a lot to protect.
Hey man.
Listen.
So I'm not doing that. You all right?
My drawers is all up in my butt. I left my water out there. I'm sorry. It's a lot of things happening. Started my cycle. It's a lot of things. You feel like when you get this old, why are we still bleeding on ourselves?
Like, what is the point?
What is the point? I ain't making no more babies.
But you could. But the body's like, could happen. It ain't happen.
It'll never make it to all the way to baby form.
King Von over here. Turn that baby into Jamba Juice.
Yeah, tell you, Jamba.
That clip went viral again on TikTok. Whoever is putting our clips up, God bless you. You are putting clips up from 2 and 3 years ago. I'd be like, we sure did say that. And I get to watch it like I didn't see it before.
I was trying to figure out my friend Damien. Literally, it's right there, Josh. It's right there in the couch. My friend Damien literally texted me that. Last week, and it must have been because it went viral again.
It was going viral. I watched the clips like I'm not sitting here watching myself.
Well, that's so. Thank you.
I watched them as a fan of you.
That is so funny that that would, you know, I don't even know when I'm viral. You know that? Do you know?
No.
I have no idea when that happens.
Because you're not on the internet.
I just don't be aware. Okay, go ahead. Handle your business. Oh, God, dog. Let me go get some goddamn water. Ain't no, it's just ice. I'm falling apart. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
We're all over the place, guys. We don't normally shoot at 12 p.m.
There's too much sugar in our bodies.
All right. Anyway, sorry about that. My Greg was texting me about something that I didn't know about.
Oh, tell her I said hello. Tell her right now.
No, Greg.
I thought you said your grandmother.
No, Greg. Kev be like, sorry, that was Barack. Oh, shout out to the Patreon. Everybody who's giving that funky little five, you are supporting the podcast. Angel is able to put some water in that cup because of viewers like you.
Yes.
Okay. Joshy is a Spanish guy. Not because of you, but he's able to continue doing Spanish guy things because of viewers like you. Everybody who's not on the Patreon, when y'all gonna put your in? You ain't gotta stop. Listen, I know you ain't got it every month, but y'all over here eating the chips and the guac. Mm-hmm. And when the bill comes, y'all sliding away. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to put the funky little five in it sometimes.
Come on, put the
just
little
put a month in. Every now just say like, you know what, Kev? I ain't got it every month, but I can put in a five for the. I ate a lot of chips.
Yeah.
Right. Y'all coming to the party? Y'all eating the rice? You ate the rice all up. You took a plate. Okay.
At least bring one back.
Just put it. You ain't got to do it yearly. Let's just do every other month. Let me go do 3 months, Kev. I got you for the three.
I like it.
All right. There's so many things to cover in relation to the Super Bowl. Angel, as a sports analyst. An analyst, you did correctly predict the Super Bowl. What did you see between the crosshairs that made you believe that the Seahawks were going to do exactly what you said they were going to do?
Well, one, I base my initial prediction off of being attuned to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he too likes football. And then when I verified what I was saying, what I saw during the game, which is what I was also believing in my heart, is that this very team, the Patriots, full of rookies everywhere. It was a rookie fest. And apparently they were playing a game of share and share, like as many interceptions they kept throwing. They were like, here, have the ball, Seahawks. We had it long enough. You guys take it. and you all run with it. That is what, that was the most uninteresting game of football. I'd rather watch my kids play football. And they don't even get to play tackle. They don't even, there was one hit that was kind of crazy. It was the, somebody on Seahawks hit a white man.
He hit that man. White man or man in white?
He was man in white. And he was in the air when he hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on the ground when it finished. And I said, oh God. Oh God. That did not look fun. So I think the Patriots, they just had too many new babies, too many baby deers out there.
Baby deer, new legs.
And it just wasn't going to happen for them. So, you know, listen, I knew the Seahawks were going to win. I didn't even really pay attention to a game like that because I already knew it was going to happen.
You knew.
I said, and I don't know why people don't trust my capabilities by now.
As an analyst,
you understand? Yes. I don't know not a nair name of anybody on that team.
You know Drake May?
Ain't never heard of him, but he sounds like a great person.
He's white male.
Yep.
Okay, there's a lot of them. What'd he do?
He was a quarterback.
Is that the boy who like all deaf digital? Is that
no,
that baby?
He plays for the Panthers. That's Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, little handsome young man.
Isn't he a sweet little baby?
But I don't know none of them people that were out there on that field.
Angel, we got to, if you're going to be a serious analyst, we're going to start Unruly Cousin Sports Show, you got to know the name. Actually, I think you need to know nothing at all.
Yeah, I don't think I need to know
exactly
the name.
What you know now.
I think you need to play what the thing is, and I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you. If you weren't a Seahawks fan, I think only Seahawks fans enjoy that Super Bowl. If you were a Patriots fan, it was the worst. If you were a fan of neither, defensive-based Super Bowls stink.
Boring game I've seen in a long time.
The Patriots didn't even cross midfield barely in the first half.
They didn't score until the fourth quarter.
Yes. Field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive-led teams don't lead to great Super Bowls. If you're a casual fan of the game, you want to see touchdowns, long plays, long runs, interceptions. You know, we did get a fumble return for a touchdown, but the game was pretty much decided at that point. The game was decided from 3-0 to me. I was like, these boys can't move the ball. My expert analysis was correct as Royal Angel. I said the difference maker between this game is going to be Drake May, the quarterback.
Of the Seahawks?
Of the Patriots.
That's the new white boy.
I think the lights got too bright for him. When they start getting down, I said this on Radio Row when I was at the Super Bowl. I said when the lights get too bright, Drake May has a tendency to push. That push leads to turnovers. He either holds on to the ball too long, trying to make a play. He throws a risky pass, leads to an interception. He did all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost two fumbles, one return for a touchdown, one pick. When they look like if we score again here, it might be 19-14. He threw he threw up a loaf of bread. He threw like, here go. Receiver was way over there. Uh-huh. Seahawks player caught it. I just seen a gif of all the Patriots players watching a turnover happen. All the defensive players got their helmets off, and they all in unison are like,
yeah.
And then they put their helmets back on.
Made it worse. The commercial sucked.
You know what? I think, bar none, that was the worst. I've said that before. This topped the bar of the worst, uninteresting AI.
AI de-age us.
Boring.
AI find the dogs through your video doorbells.
That is dangerous technology.
I just closed that off of mine. I made sure they're not using
the ring account. Technology to find your dog
through other people's doorbells.
Yeah, I surely believe that ring. This is how much Americans love dogs.
Finish your statement. Hold on. You surely believe what?
That ring is concerned about the safety of the dogs in America, and they're going to remotely activate your ring searching for a loose dog.
I bet you they won't find Lottie in the coyote's stomach. I bet you because that ain't going to help it. That ain't what they're going to do. They're going to be like, it's in that Yodi. That's where she's at.
They don't care about Lottie. They just know Americans love dogs so much that they're like, oh, this is a great idea. In case I ever lose my dog, let me make sure that the government knows how to find whoever they're looking for. Police, ICE, whoever. We're going to activate Kevin's ring. Come inside my house on that ring. You're going to see naked butt on soft. It ain't going to help you find nobody. Come inside that Alexa, that dog, and you're going to see a long butt crack.
Well, we don't got the ring, so the ring can't come and do nothing for us.
What you got?
The Vivint.
Vivint is in there.
They a part of the ring, people?
No, they are. They've been doing this.
No, I thought it was, no, for real. I thought it was the company that owed the ring.
No, no, that's who made the commercial. I'm saying the government is doing this. This was in Enemy of the State in, what, 1996?
It's nothing new.
They are just telling y'all, hey, we've been doing this. Batman found the Joker using this, but he's a good man. He told Lucius to break that machine when he was done, because Lucius was like, I'm not finna be using this. I don't believe in this. I'm finna quit this job. And then he entered that key, and the computer exploded. But by the time they put it in movies, they've been doing it for so long.
Well, our shit half the time don't work no way. Vivian be pissing me off, so they ain't going to be able to find shit but a black screen that won't rewind. So I still said what I goddamn said. There was a karaoke commercial.
That would end up being Coinbase?
I said, who's commercial? I said, why are we singing Backstreet because right now?
Because they know we hate them so much, they put Coinbase at the end.
Yeah. Because when they were like, am I secure? I was like, it's supposed to say sexual. Why is it saying secure? I said, what bank is this? This is terrible.
Coinbase is what you use to buy like Bitcoin and trade like Ethereum and all that stuff, right?
And I said, no, thank you.
It was so much AI, so much AI, so much AI.
It was a lot of AI. The AI did when they made all the old people young, I said, yuck. And I wonder if they even used any of the people.
That's the thing.
They probably didn't. It was probably all other actors, and they slapped a face on them.
I agree. I think there was also just less creativity. And I feel like it's been getting worse and worse. And I think they roll them out on social media, so it takes away the hype of like, oh, that was a really good commercial because you've seen it on Tuesday. Like the one that was pretty funny was it was against ChatGPT because, you know, they're about to start doing ads. And they were saying the guy was like doing a workout and the gym instructor was supposed to be ChatGPT. And instead of answering his question, he was answering the question incorrectly and then leading him to buy some product. Same thing with a therapist. I was like, that was a good commercial. But I saw that like last week, Tuesday. But before, in years past, there would be interesting commercials. And I think they can spend more money on a Super Bowl commercial because they're spending less money on paying people to make them. If you're going AI McGee,
yeah,
you can buy more commercials because you're not paying people.
And then the commercials suck. Keith Lee was in a commercial?
He was in a mayonnaise commercial.
I didn't see
that. That was good.
I didn't see my friend.
Also, I'm hosting Keith Lee's Family Day if you don't follow me on Instagram.
Yay! Which one? The one out here or one somewhere else?
The one in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Baby. Come and give me a cold drink. Baby, go over to the West Bank, baby. Get a cold drink.
Good job. Good job, friend.
What do you think my best accent is? I know I don't do some good, but like, of the bad, what do you think an accent coach could help me with and I could get good?
I think your maybe country.
Well, nigger.
Yeah, I think you're almost there.
That was basically the TPUSA halftime show.
Well, nigger. Because when you were doing Michael B. Jordan in Sinners, I could
hear. Oh, yeah.
I could hear.
You said I did good on that.
I heard it.
I also knew you was going to be acting good. That's what I knew. I said, I'm finna stand next to Angel as Annie. And I hadn't even, we didn't rehearse.
No.
I just knew. I said, when Angel said yes too fast, she probably thinks she can do good. No. And then Marcus, we was rehearsing, and I said, oh snap, he doing good as Delroy.
Oh, Marcus loved to act a fool. So oh, that's so all good. You gave him up. He said, oh, Kevin asked me to do Delroy.
Oh, he did.
I
so
said,
good.
He did. He
and
said,
that gold
yeah.
too.
He, I got my gold.
Oh.
He was so ready. He's like a big kid. I'm going to bring Uncle Nearest. And so I can drink that, pretend I'm, I will then do it, yeah. baby. He was so excited.
I want to say this real quick. We're all over the place. Actually, let's go back. Let's go back.
Because we still got to be Super Bowling bowling.
We're going to be Super Bowling.
Because we got to talk about my new friend.
Who? Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Bad Bunny. Josh.
What'd he say?
You get to talk first on Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, low-key, it was overwhelming from the minute we saw the field workers.
Yeah.
That was an emotional roller coaster for me.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, because you got them people in there.
Everybody
in the
was in there.
Say, boy, everybody was in them fields.
They had every American country's flag
Yeah.
At the end.
The Americas.
All the Americas.
Even Canada.
Listen, the days are still cold. You have all these goals and no time to cook. Well, listen, Factor makes healthy eating easy, okay? Because they have fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs. So you can eat well without the planning or the prepping and all the and the cooking and all the other stuff. All right. So we absolutely love Factor meals in the Tanksley household, and it'll be perfect for your February routine. One, it's quality, okay? So you want to be able to eat quality. The year just started. We're not giving up on our goals that we set for our eating, okay? And they have lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, healthy fats, no refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, and no refined seed oils. They also have meals that fit your goals and schedules. So if you want to do calorie management, if you want more protein, or if you want to just eat healthier, they got you. There is so much variety, 100 rotating meals, so you don't have to feel like things are getting stale. They have options like high protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean diet, GLP-1 support, and ready to eat salad. Plus the new Muscle Pro collection supports strength and recovery. And it's so convenient. Okay, baby, it's fresh. All right, it's ready in 2 minutes, and there's no prep, no stress. I love it, and you will too. Definitely give it a try. So head to factormeals.com/SK50off and use code SK50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Eat like a pro this month with Factor. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. One free breakfast per box for a year while subscription is active. Thank you, Factor.
Now, no,
Canada got to go up in there.
Canada. Wow, we got Ricky Martin. Lady Gaga was a very interesting surprise.
She looked like Kristen Wiig speaking Spanish in Bridesmaids. Para las escuelas convivar en azul. Para las children. That's what she looked like.
Even the cameos that were just at the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cardi B there, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal! Ronald Acuna Jr.
I didn't see Pedro Pascal in real time.
Jessica Alba was in there.
I saw Jessica Alba.
She over there with them?
Yeah. I said, oh, now we know what you is, girl.
What's Jessica?
Jessica was there. She was the first cameo.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
You know what I heard? Jennifer Garner. Why is she over there with them? Jessica Alba is from Honey, right?
Yes.
She got some olive in her skin.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joshua. And
honestly, though, I expected nothing less. What I was telling to Imara about the set of this one is they kept you in the universe that they created, I think, longer than most Super Bowl halftime shows.
1,000%.
Normally, Super Bowl halftime shows, they show the vast of the arena.
Yes.
But what kind of tripped me out, too, was the grass was moving a little bit, and they ended up being people in the grass suits.
Uh-huh. There was people in there.
And they just kept like reshaping the direction of everything that was going. But I thought what was really cool was the moments of Benito giving the Grammy to the next generation, basically saying, like, yo, we're still setting this up for you just the way that our ancestors did for us.
And I thought that was the Ice Boy.
That's what everybody did. I said, how y'all get over to Liam? Liam over there.
I bought that hook, line, and sinker. I was showing Mel and Liz. They said that's the baby from Ice. I thought it looked familiar. God. They said that's not him.
Baby had a beanie on in the photo.
He looked like him to me.
No,
y'all sure that ain't the baby? That looked like the baby.
That boy's name is Lincoln. He is an actor. He is Argentinian and Egyptian.
I thought
he wasn't in Minnesota.
No, he wasn't.
I thought the wedding scene was so out of place until I found out it was a real wedding. How they got put on to, they invited Bad Bunny to their wedding, and then he just like, well, bet, how about you just come to the Super Bowl and get married there?
Can you imagine being like, come to our wedding? He's like, no, how about you come to the Super Bowl and I'll marry you in front of the world? How much of
a cheaper wedding that would have been? Are you kidding me?
I'll be like, but everybody's what color do we, everybody gonna wear white though? Like,
read the room.
You know? Like, come on. Yeah. Okay, continue.
No, I just think it was really cool how he could have used the platform. He stood on business in the platform without throwing the full jabs that he could.
I agree.
And I think he did that strategically not to add fuel to the fire.
1,000%.
Because the last thing he needed to be responsible for more backlash towards like PR that isn't needed.
I agree.
I thought it was really cool. I feel like the last few of them, we all wish that they were at least another 15 minutes longer.
His felt the longest.
Really?
Yeah, not boring. I just felt like, you sure he only went for 12, 13?
No, his felt all the time. I felt all the time.
Yeah. I felt all the time too, but it still felt like he didn't get to perform a lot of the songs that I think he wanted to perform. But also, he had to reposition for so much.
He had the, his production value was really cool. it felt like watching a music video.
That was one of the best cinematic, like, version of the Super Bowls I've ever seen. I thought all the camera choices were fire. Mm-hmm. It was very, like, I feel bad for the people who are watching it in the stands because I felt like we got the better show.
Oh, we absolutely got a better show than they got.
Imagine you paid $40,000 to see it like that.
Terrible. You're not, they, the cameraman is pulling back. Boom. He falls down through the roof. We drop down.
Yeah.
If you're in the stands, you don't, you just, you're looking, you're like getting a, you're looking into like a fish tank from above a fish tank.
My favorite part was that this is how his mouth was on the whole entire tongue. Canada, Estados Unidos. I was like, how is he able to do that and not just spit all through the microphone? I also realized I don't say any country's name right. It sounded like it should be said the way he said it.
What'd you say?
Uruguay.
Yeah, Uruguay. Oh,
I said,
I said, that's the way I need to start saying it. Estados Unidos.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't live in the United States. I live in
Estados Unidos.
Estados Unidos. Everything, every country, even ugly named countries, sounded beautiful. Man. I said, he make everything sound good.
So I was when I was watching him.
Last thing.
Go ahead,
sleeping on the chairs during the performance in the wedding is such a good throw towards this just being what, like, this is so representative of us at a family function.
And that was culturally, I thought, I mean, I never been to no real, like, I only go to mostly black stuff. Mm-hmm. When I went to Josh's stuff, I didn't see no babies laying on the bed. But that baby in there laying down, I said, oh, y'all is... We is closer in kin. Uh-huh. Also, the range of colors of Latin America.
It's all of it.
Oh, man. He got, first of all, let me tell you what. The most beautiful people on earth.
My God.
This nigga went and said, every man, woman, child
pretty, come on.
Of every complexion, you got to be 10 of 10, you coming on my thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody ugly. I said, well my
tone,
God.
Every skin tone of the region.
Dark as me, as Angel, as Lupita Nyong'o.
I was about to say, he went all the way dark.
Shade. He was Fenty Beauty, Joshy. He wasn't horchata. Dancers. He was all the shades.
Speaking of horchata, the nods to the street vendors from Villas Tacos that are actually in Los Feliz, that's the Michelin star spot, by the way.
Oh. There's a Michelin star street taco place?
Well, it's like a hole in the wall now. Well, it's been a hole in the wall. It's called Villas, though. That place is...
Where's Los Feliz? Like near Echo Park?
On the way... Yeah, I think it's just north. It's around Echo Park.
Okay.
I get confused from where we are here. But yeah, shouts to the street vendors, too. I felt like so much was represented in that close time. I think that's why it felt fast for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, as it was airing, we were kind of, like, talking about it.
Mm-hmm. The baby was in there getting a haircut in the barbershop. The
barbershop scene.
I said, that's just black. That's the black part of the Afro-Latino.
He said, there's black. I was so tired for the dancers. I would have threw up on that field. I have never seen dancers dance this long, this hard, because unlike hip-hop.
This is hip-hop.
Because they were doing so many, most of their dances were Latin-inspired, some hip-hop-inspired. Your feet... Constantly.
Yeah.
They could be just doing this up top, but their feet are like this.
On grass, Angel. Well, actually, I don't know if it's turf there, but either way.
I was like, I said, vomit.
We said vamos. Why are you looking dead like that?
Because I was like, they're not, why won't he let their feet stop moving? Baboni, can we stop?
Baboni! Let me tell you what I like about being black. We was in that house. Zay Zay had some of his friends over. I think some of them speak Spanish. Black folks, we don't got to know. We said, okay, do your little stuff. Okay, Baboni, we don't know no song.
Oh, no, definitely.
We don't know what you saying, but we is like, oh, yeah, y'all doing good dancing. We know what good music sounds like. I don't have to understand the words. Music is a vibe. I can feel you on the music. Yeah. Natalia Lafourcade, she got little music on her tiny desk. Feels like I'm sitting on a Spanish beach. And she's from outside Mexico City. I know she ain't Spain, but I remember what it feels like to be in Spain. Her music makes me feel like that. I don't got to understand the words. You understand me?
Because I didn't understand. I was looking for words. I was like, come on. Activate. Come on. I couldn't understand until he started naming the countries. Cuba. I said, Marcus, they named you. He said your people. He said your people. I heard that.
We were so proud of him. And also, the numbers say that was the most watched Super Bowl halftime performance of all time.
I think it was over 135, right?
Yeah, he just beat Kendrick was the most prior to that. Mm-hmm. I think Michael Jackson is the third most.
What's cool is they showed like the watch parties around the world.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, dang.
There were some people, Hispanic descent. They was in tears.
Bro.
It was like, finally, our turn. It was beautiful. Our time.
Growing up, you're taught you got to learn English. You can't even like, you got to hide your accent.
Yeah.
Because of how you're going to get treated.
Yep.
It was, and their parents were the same way.
Absolutely. And now you're speaking your language in front of the world.
I just wish it wasn't Lady Gaga. I was like, okay, maybe.
Who do you think he should have brought out?
There's so many others. But I was like, maybe he was like, here, white people. We got somebody here for you. Now stop complaining. Even though I did enjoy how she sang. I felt like she gave it her all. She showed up and was like, I'm going to give you everything I've got, mm-hmm. Baboni.
Baboni.
I'm going to dance too.
Yeah, and I'm going to get, I would have, there's so many. Gloria Esteban, I would have lost my whole mind.
If he brought out her.
I don't even take.
Sheila E.
An off singing key, J-Lo. I would have taken, because I was so excited when I saw Ricky Martin.
Looked good. His outfit was amazing.
Well, you know, a Spanish gay man going to look good. Now, what are we talking about?
I wanted to steal that and go to Conquistadores.
He looked great. I would have taken an Ariana Grande.
Really?
She's white, ain't she?
I thought she got a little something. She ain't got nothing?
I thought she was regular white.
I don't want to look it up because I don't want to.
She got something? She ain't over there with them. I thought she's Italian.
I would have taken a Christina Aguilera.
I wouldn't have been mad at Christina.
I would have loved a Christina Aguilera because then you can still say white. Shut up. Then why she look this color?
She should be wearing makeup.
That's not her color?
That's Italian. That baby Italian.
Oh, you heard that Grande was Spanish. Yeah, I surely did. I said, come on, Espanol.
What is Christina Aguilera? I knew it was the last name, but does she really got some stuff?
Yeah.
See what y'all, Jesse?
Yeah, Christina was talking about it when she came out. Because when she came out with a Spanish album, they were like, what you doing over here? She was like, because I got some of y'all in me. She's like, she did. She was like, I got some of y'all. She was like, Aguilera, do you not hear that at the end?
I know that, but you know that could be anything.
No.
She's Ecuadorian.
See, she got some of that shit over there. That's that good
from
stuff.
Ecuador.
She got that good stuff. I would have taken a good Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
There was just so many. Not that I dislike a Lady Gaga, because I do feel like she.
You want to give him some white.
It felt very random. I was like, because I was mad that Cardi was in the cameos, and I said, where's her mic?
Did you see them ask Cardi to give Stefan Diggs a message before the Super Bowl? And she was like, good luck. And walks move off. You ain't see it?
No.
Let's just send it to me this morning. Let me see if I can find it for you.
No. Well, she's Sicilian. And
who's that?
That's Grande.
But like Carol G could have gone crazy. How we
celebrate? Carol G says she must be pissed off at him about something. She's like, I'm here for.
Apparently they unfollowed each other after the Super Bowl, reports are saying.
Oh, yeah, she was there for Bad Bunny. She was like, I'm not here for him.
Did y'all see Cardi twerking on that robot and the robot fell on her?
She rolled her ankle.
Did she? Robot attack?
No, I just think she rolled her ankle.
Did y'all see Lindsey Vonn, who tore her ACL? She was skiing.
And broke a leg. Like
and
that.
Then she broke.
She got airlifted.
She got airlifted out.
Well, that's what happens when you decide to ski on a torn ACL.
But she said, I can do this. And her niece said, I'm done with
I can do this.
Yeah. And yeah, life said, what are you talking about? Her body said, no, you can't. So wait a minute. Yeah, there was a lot of women that I would have enjoyed seeing that are not the people that were there. I loved Ricky Martin being there. That, like, really did.
I hadn't thought about Ricky Martin in a minute.
Exactly. That's why I screamed. I was like, that's right. Go back and get him.
Upside, inside, out. Skin in the gut. That's my song. It should have went on my top 10 Latin songs that black people love.
But, yeah, there's a lot of people that I wish he would have went and grabbed. Mm-hmm. instead of Christina. But you know what?
Lady Gaga came on there and sang her and Bruno Mars' song.
That's why I was confused.
Why are you singing that song? So I thought Bruno Mars was coming out, but he wasn't. He was not there. He was busy.
Now, who else could y'all have seen?
Karol G, Rosalia,
Snow the Product. Get her up here.
Is she with them?
She Mexican.
I don't think I've seen Snow the Product.
She's Mexican. Yeah. They said Lin-Manuel.
He was watching.
Yeah, he could have been up there. Yes. Yasalin Hernandez.
All right. Y'all not being for real.
We were thinking Mark Anthony, but he just gave that to Puerto Rico. So I think he's trying to like, I also think he's trying to include people that haven't had that platform before. Because is Lady Gaga perform?
Yeah. I was just looking at the
list. Now, why are y'all saying Coco Jones? Are you talking about to talk about her singing?
Yeah, she was up there before.
Yeah, she looked great. They said because she's the Puerto Rican princess. She is. But yeah, they were just.
Who's the Puerto Rican princess?
Yasalin Hernandez.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Coco Jones. I was like, I done missed some things.
But yeah, all this time I thought Ariana Grande was a Latinx.
Really?
I put her right with your people, Josh. Had no idea. Ooh, the year has just started, right? And like, are you spending as much time as other people are on trying to like manage your finances? Well, baby, we can cut all that out with Rocket Money. Okay, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. See, what's great about it is that it will track your subscriptions, which is good because a lot of times people forget the little things they get. I know I got a bunch of little different subscriptions going through the holidays for stuff, and sometimes you can't keep all that in your head. So it has the ability to cancel within the app with a few taps, saving time and avoiding charges. Also, when you think about goal setting, you're trying to set a budget or goals, it will give you personalized insight and regular reports, and you'll receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances, because that's what's important with setting a budget and having goals is knowing where you are at all times. And Rocket Money helps you do that, okay? Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join rocketmoney.com/SK. That's rocketmoney.com/SK. rocketmoney.com/SK. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring today's podcast. Listen, finding a therapist can be so difficult, okay? And if you have insurance, trying to find one that's not like, here's out of pocket, or we don't take your insurance, okay? That's where a lot of online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't take insurance at all. So you're stuck paying the full out-of-pocket costs or paying for expensive monthly subscriptions. Well, Rula does things differently. Thank goodness they partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. Now, come on, can we get a clap for that? That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health. So why wouldn't you do the same for your mental health? Rula isn't just affordable. The experience is personalized and tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with their first available provider, whether or not they are right fit. Well, Rula considers your goals, preferences, and background to provide you with a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who actually align with what you need. Because they know that finding the right therapist can make all the difference. Ain't that the truth? No waitlist, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy for you to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout the process and the journey, checking in to make sure that you're getting the help and care that you need to move forward. Now, listen. We got some stuff we want you to do, and that is go to Rula.com/SK to get started. That's Rula.com/SK for quality therapy that's covered by insurance. I want you to realize this, okay? One, the average copay, like I told you before, is about $15, and sometimes you can pay as little as $0 per session. depending on your benefits. Rula can find the right therapist for you. They have over 15,000 therapists and psychiatrists nationwide, and they have this whole personalized solution to help you find the right therapist. Also, like I said, they stay with you every step of the way. They're dedicated to quality care and therapy progress, which is what you want. They carefully vet and screen and monitor for the quality of your care that they are providing, and really supports every aspect of your mental health journey. I'm talking about from therapy to medication management, and it has a diverse network of licensed professionals. So thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high quality therapy that actually is covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/SK to get started. Before you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's RULA.com/SK. You deserve mental health that works for you, not against your budget. Thank you, Rula, for sponsoring today's podcast.
Kevin, as an eighth Rasa, how did you feel?
I was with my people. Para Rasa!
Okay.
Mi corazón!
Come on, say the word.
Well, the thing is, this is what I think that was so interesting about MAGA being mad. The NFL okayed this. That means the NFL knows, hey, stars are stars. Y'all can feel how you feel. Triple H, who big MAGA, he was like, yes, shout out to Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny was in that wrestling PLE in Puerto Rico where he went against Damian Priest. Mm-hmm. And he came out to ba-da-bum, 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 ba-da-bum. Bam, 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 bam. I'm back. Sola. Vada de sola de sola. Whoa. I'm back. Scola. Spada de sola de sola. Fada de sola de sola de sola. I'm speaking in tongues. That's how I know. My Holy Ghost tapped in. When he's watching, I said, Corquistere. Yara chero. Eso. Corquistere. Tostones. Tostones. Corazón. Mi corazón. Gloria a Dios.
Yeah.
Gloria a Estefan. Tone album. Remember he did that one Spanish song?
Who did Tone?
Tone did.
I don't know Tone song.
Tone, y'all, what's the Spanish song with Tone?
What's his name? Speed Blade.
Who? Oh, Beast Blade. Speed Blade. Todos juntos alabemos al señor. That's what it sounds like. Todos juntos.
I don't know it.
Speed Blade. You know, Speed Blade.
Speed Blade.
Sound like a 1996 action film.
What is it again?
Beast Slade.
It sound the same. Beast Slade sound just as crazy as Speed Blade.
No, because when I finish singing, you gonna be Slade in the spirit. Speed Blade sound like a Keanu Reeves film that was shuttered.
I didn't know that's what Miramax. That meant. That's corny. You gonna be Slade in the spirit. Get out of here.
Was that actually the reason why it was called Be Slade?
I don't know. I just threw that out there.
Well, I'm going to sing speed so blade. Good. I'm going to speed blade it up. Ka-ka-ka-cow. And you're going to go be with the Jesus.
Speed blade.
There's another Latinx in my head that we're forgetting. Juanita Bottoms translate.
Okay. Juanita Bottoms. Juanita is with that?
Juanita.
Juanita is Espanol.
You know, I got an uncle named Anthony Ricardo.
Get your uncle in there.
Anthony Ricardo, we call him Uncle Smokey. He could have been up here.
He could have been in there.
And he dark skin. Now I've been like, you get the whole range of color.
Get
for
the
real.
Whole range. You're not the colors of Benetton.
I love that they had the power lines up
there.
Oh,
that's what I was going to say. So somebody said, y'all probably don't know why they was climbing power lines. And I didn't know. Power line, I know him from Disney. A Goofy movie.
Uh-huh.
They said apparently Puerto Rico has a lot of trouble with the power grid because the United States isn't helping enough. So he was, you know, that was a nod to the power situation that happened in Puerto Rico. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I just thought, oh, dang. I actually thought this is dangerous because he didn't have no.
Oh, I think we all thought that.
He didn't clip up nothing. And other people was clipped up.
And no, and then he got up there and started rolling his crotch.
A trust fall from the roof of that building. You're worried about that part, Kevin?
I was, because there was nobody to trust to fall on.
And I didn't know he was doing that either, the trust fall part.
And then he was up there rolling his crotch, and I wanted to be like, hey, hold on.
Bad Bunny. He bi, ain't he?
I don't know his sexuality. Is Bad Bunny bi?
I thought he was bi. This is what I was seeing on Twitter last night. Y'all know Patreon?
Is Bad Bunny...
Oh, yeah, he said he is
bisexual. He is bilingual.
He's fluid. Okay. Somebody say he one of us. The queer people trying to be like, he with us. Nah, y'all trying to use his sexuality to claim him.
Yes, they're like,
Josh is like, nah, he with us on the Hispanic part. Nah, he with us on the queer.
He's ours. I was like, Marcus, this is your people, your Cubano
is
people.
Is Marcus Cuban?
He's part Cuban.
He do look like, that's why he like them old cars. Because the Cuban people.
It's in him.
It's in cigars. Him. He do look like an old Cuban nigga.
When we went to Cuba and almost got arrested and died, they kept thinking he was Cuban.
He looked like his name could be Marcus.
And then he looked like them people. I said,
if Marcus was in there smoking a cigar, he would have been, this is your people. This is your raza.
Uh-huh. But as soon as he starts talking, they're like, oh, God.
You can tuck it now.
Yes,
that part.
They were like, huh?
No, go over there and sit down. I don't know what you understand like that. Set it over there, castle.
When we went to the Dominican, they said, ¿Cómo se llama? He said, ¿Cómo se llama?
Oh, my God.
¿Cómo se llamas? I said, nigga, she asked what your name was. He said, oh.
Repeating it as a question. Yeah, ¿Cómo se llama to you as well?
Right.
Adios.
I said, oh, I love him.
All right, Angel, somebody on Patreon asked this very specific question. I want you to answer it. Mm-hmm. Angel.
Yes.
Please give us a detailed breakdown on Seattle's defensive performance and why the Patriots fell short.
Oh, this is easy. Seattle was aware that the offensive team of the Patriots sucked ass. So all they had to do was be ready with their hands open because the ball was going to come to them. So they strategically said, just be awake with your hands out. And the ball will make it to you.
They sacked him. I think they either tied or broke the record. I think he got sacked 6 times, pressured countless times. Mm-hmm. I think their first 6 drives ended in punts.
Yes,
they could not move that ball.
They could not get past the second inning. I mean, second down. Inning. Second down is what I meant to say. I didn't went to baseball.
Speed play. Second down.
Second down.
Third inning.
2-4. They couldn't make it past the second one. Mm-mm. That's what I'm trying to say.
They could.
I watched a little yellow line. They could not get back to it.
We can't go there. We can't go. It seems farther for us. Y'all sure it's only 10 for y'all?
They were pushing that man back. And that was really, that would piss me off. You didn't already stop me. And you want to push me back? You're rude.
Somebody asked, will I be at the parade? Absolutely not. I don't like being in groups of that many people excited.
What if they give you your own car?
Yes.
Okay.
To be where?
Be in a parade.
A parade? No. Oh, you don't want to be in the parade.
No.
Oh,
they ask you to host it.
Yes.
Pace car.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I don't want to stand in the crowd is what I'm telling
that's
you.
That's fair.
Also, shout out to Jesse Collins. I forgot. He did produce the halftime show again. Fantastic job.
I see him all the time.
I enjoyed it more than Kendrick's. Production-wise.
Production-wise, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I knew the songs, so knowing the songs helps. But production-wise, it might be the most interesting visually. Actually, The Weeknd had some interesting visuals too. That whole House of Mirrors thing. But his music is just...
I'd rather not understand a word ever than to hear that bullshit ever again. But the Baboni...
It
was storytelling. Yes. It was using the camera as a part of our... I thought it was the first time that I felt like truly the camera translated to our point of view, our perspective.
Being in there.
Yeah, being in there, seeing all the people. Cutting the cake over there. Like the timing was like...
The rehearsals had to be crazy because I was like, this is... Y'all are killing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time we went, it was more people, more color, more activity, more set deck. It was so visually interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't tell where the hell they were as far as, and I was like, no, where are they at on the field? Because everything was moving so
fast. They were close. The camera was like.
Yes, there's no way. I would have fallen. They would have had a visual of the sky. Multiple times. They would have been like, who get her off the camera? I'm like, the people are too close. But yeah, it was fantastic.
Somebody asked, do I regret not going to Super Bowl and seeing the Seahawks win? No, I don't. I had a great time at home. Lisa made some real tale. It was good. I don't mind. Now that they won, it'd been like, that would have been dope. But I would have been way up there.
Imagine getting out of there.
Oh, God.
See?
So much of my life is parking. Just going to big places and not being able to get out fast. I'd just be like, when we went to that game, that soccer match in Europe, and the soccer stadium was right by the train station. I was like, this is better. People just go. Nobody was going to the parking lot, parking garage. They walked over to the train. The train's coming every 2 minutes. They get on the train.
When did your train get there?
I drove personally.
See,
I'm just saying, I appreciate that they was going to the train.
Me so said, that's so good.
The way this relieves the stress for us in cars. So
now we can get out where we're supposed to, where my driver can park right there.
Perfect.
I appreciated that.
I also think the Super Bowl was boring because they did it in where's this at? San Francisco. Yes. It's too warm. Super Bowl better when it's cold.
No.
Yes, put them in the cold place.
No, I want every Super Bowl to be New Orleans. New Orleans is the best.
Why you say that?
New Orleans.
Because everybody's so drunk?
That too. The way the city is situated, the Superdome is basically in walking distance to almost all the hotels.
Right, it is.
You got the convention center. You can walk to the Super Bowl. Parking's not an issue. There's fun activities. You don't even need a car. The food is there. And you can walk.
You sound so funny. There's fun activities.
I like fun activities. I like venues. I like good food. But more importantly, the stadium is in walking distance to the hotels. Because the way New Orleans, you've been there for Essence. When you go into the Superdome, you might as well walk.
Yeah.
Because it is actually faster than getting in an Uber and all that type of stuff.
The people with the...
Or the little pedicab.
I don't know how they do that. God bless them and their Herculean legs.
I think they got a little machine under there. Because the guy was telling me, I was asking, because I said, you know, I'm 270. He said, mm-hmm. And me, listen, she's not that much, but I'm a lot. And he said, there's a little machine in here to help me. I got to get it going, but it's helping me. I'm not pulling it all by myself.
It's still a lot. And they be getting real close to the cars.
They do.
I don't know how.
They think they are a car sometimes.
Yeah, I love it. Y'all know that in the new year, people be starting all types of fads that you ain't never heard about. And then they're gone. And you're like, what were we doing? Especially when it's around like weight loss. It just be like, what in the world are we even talking about? Well, we've all been guilty of joining the new year, new me train. And we are ready to do something totally new to start a sustainable journey to managing and tracking our weight in health, okay? And you'll be blown away by what Weight Watchers is now offering. Weight Watchers has a complete overhaul of their app and phenomenal updates. And because they don't gatekeep, you'll be thrilled to know that they do have access to affordable GLP-1 options. So with or without meds, Weight Watchers is everything you need to be successful, okay? You already know I love them, including comprehensive personalized nutrition plans and fitness community. I've always loved Weight Watchers. Like, they have been my go-to, especially when I was putting on that post-baby weight. Weight Watchers was just such an easy thing for me to integrate into my life, and I felt very supported, and it didn't make it so difficult and complicated. I loved it, and I think you'll love it too, because, baby, it can be tough out here, and you need the support when you're trying to get yourself to where you want to be. All right, so... Members are losing weight with more when they combine Weight Watchers with medication versus taking medication alone, because they want to be able to support you if you are on a GLP-1 and support your journey. So 72% of Weight Watcher Clinic members given GLP-1 companion program say that Weight Watchers Clinic helped them minimize weight loss medication side effects, which is great. And they have members prescribed a GLP-1 medication through Weight Watchers Clinic lose 7.4 pounds on average within 4 weeks of starting their first treatment plan. And you can feel your best while on GLP-1s with Weight Watchers GLP-1 Success Plan. It's a nutritional plan that's specifically designed to help members manage their GLP-1 side effects. It's a completely redesigned Weight Watchers experience with everything you need to help you be successful, because they're going to help you hit your goals, because they make the program even more livable. They have different modes, right, that help with that. They also track changes in fat and muscle that aren't easily always reflected on the scale, which is great with their new AI-powered body scanner. There's no gimmicks. It's just science. Weight Watchers is committed to delivering the most comprehensive way to manage and track your weight health, and designed to support how you live, move, and every and feel every day. Weight Watchers works. They've supported over 63 million members on health and weight loss journeys. No gimmicks, no fads. This is your sign to join today. Hit to weightwatchers.com/SK to get a special offer for our listeners. That's weightwatchers.com/SK for a special offer. Thank you, Weight Watchers.
Let's talk about Clanchella. The TPUSA thing, obviously I didn't watch it. I was watching Bad Bunny, but I've seen some clips. As a person in production, it is quite obvious this was a bunch of paid extras who were told, here's $50, do this.
Right.
It looked like the video game when you played Madden in 96 and they cut to the crowd and the crowd is just, they don't have no rhyme or reason.
They did it in Arizona?
Streets are saying they shot it pre-taped. In Atlanta, somebody on Twitter, I don't know if this is true or not, somebody said they pre-taped it in Atlanta and they just aired it at that time, but it was done. But Clanchella was devoid of any actual talent.
Kid Rock headline.
Boy, he don't even know the words to his songs no more.
Well, he didn't sing his pedo songs, we know that.
No, I didn't even know those lyrics. Knew that. I mean, I didn't follow Kid Rock when we didn't hate him. So I didn't know that he wrote those.
The underage ones?
No.
You talking about that one?
Yeah, I'm talking about that one.
Kid Rock looks like he had a double mastectomy. Like, that is what his chest is giving, that there used to be titties. And I'm talking about female titties, not like man tits. And for safety of his own life, he had them removed. Because it's so concave. And yeah. He's like, it's almost ghoulish looking at him. I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah, he looks awful. He looks terrible. He looked like them little roaches on Men in Black. That was like Wangaze.
Wangaze.
You remember they was talking to him? He looked like them little walking little roaches.
He's like the people from Star Wars.
Yes. Wangaze. This is a performance from Clanchella.
Had a bust a 12-gauge pump and not miss a life without work, that's just a myth. Never listen when he talks. My dad taught me how to stand my ground. Be a man, but we'll never back down. We'll start us up. If he's talking trash, you better throw the first punch and whip his. Be somebody, make a name for yourself. Life's hard, you go through hell. There comes a time when you gotta slow down. That's what we doing now when we chill on the girl.
I mean, just basura.
I went to church and there was my daddy. He was having fun playing cards. And I said, I'll get up and I'll go to the barn. And I'll play with my sister and my cousin. We're playing Barbies. And sometimes I think of her inappropriately. That is what that sounded like. Hallelujah, dad talking shh, and I just say, oh my God, oh mama, you got some porridge? I'd love some. It'd be so good.
Some porridge.
American flags flying over America, USA. Yeah, that's what.
You know his
America, USA.
You know his recommendation for a Northern California band to perform the Super Bowl was
who?
Kid Rock's Metallica.
It used to always be those people performing. Hold on, let me find you this other clip of this terrible Clanchella participation person. I'm not going to play this whole thing because it's just boring.
What's on their mind?
It's the same. It's a different guy.
So they could say what was on their mind. This is what's on mine.
Praise and worship.
This band is called Speed Blade.
It sounds like praise and worship at a white church, and I'm getting pissed off.
I just want to catch my fish, drive my truck, drink my beer, not wake up to all this stuff I don't want to hear.
Praise and worship.
Like the same kind of gun I hunt with, just killed another man.
Okay, come on, walk it down with the run.
Yeah. My name is Sharp.
This is Lee Bryce.
I just want to cut my grass, feed my dogs, wear my boots, not turn the TV on, sit and watch the evening news.
Man, turn
dumb as shit. This is why AI is gonna replace music. Cause you write a country song, checklist, beer, yeah, check, right. Pickup, check, rifle, check, America, check.
I just wanna pee in the toilet, brush my teeth, maybe floss, give me something to eat, some Cheerios. Open up the newspaper, get in the car, put the key in the ignition, start it, go far, drop off my kid at school.
That's all they want to say. All he wants to say is, I don't want to see no gay people anywhere.
Oh, Bad Bunny, when them two niggas in the car, the camera went, and them two men, they were like, I was like, ah! I said, oh, yeah.
That's when he started singing. I don't want to see no roll or see no Spanish.
But do it one more time so I can see if it was two men one more time. Because I was interested in seeing it, but I don't want to see it.
Oh, my gosh. Losers.
It was.
Bad Bunny, I'd rather them play 1 minute 16 times than to spend 3 seconds watching these. Y'all just are devoid of talent. I'd rather watch Amar throw dirt on the ground.
He did say feed his dog.
Who's stopping a white man from drinking a beer in America?
Who's stopping a white man from feeding his dog?
I just want to feed my dog, throw a stick. I hate blacks.
They make me say icky yuck.
Ain't nobody stopping a white man from doing none of that stuff. Just don't turn on the news.
It was
white people in MAGA are just like, we are not. Everything's not that what we like anymore.
And it's crazy.
They're not picking the bands based on what we like specifically and only.
But ours is better. And I, you know,
ours is. And listen, Trump was in there watching. They showed a picture of his Super Bowl party. He wasn't even watching them whites. He was watching Bad Bunny.
Because Bad Bunny is better. Yeah. My thing is, it'd be different if we were recommended something that wasn't better.
It's always going to be lit over here.
It's going to be. We're going to have a good time.
Or for y'all, it's going to be lit allá.
Oh, at aquí.
No, that's over there. Or lit here, aquí.
Yeah.
It's not lit aquí, para allá.
But he's aquí.
No, I'm saying with the Hispanic. That's when he go with Hispanic people. No,
they with us too. Come on. You over there with your 1/8.
Your baby going to be Afro-Latino? What's your baby going to be?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Afro-Latino. Mm-hmm. He going to be able to go with Bad Bunny and be like, because my dad, I come with y'all. But then he going to come and say nigga with us.
And better not say me no black.
No, he better not say.
Oh, that baby black.
Mi gente.
Listen, if I call Denora's white-looking children black, that baby going to be black too.
Bless their hearts.
Then they're my beautiful babies.
Ah! Also, Jake Paul, it clicked what he's doing. He was calling Bad Bunny a fake American citizen.
Logan said, though?
Yeah. Logan Paul said, I disagree with my brother. First of all, Logan's the older white. They live in Puerto Rico. The amount of people who did not know that Puerto Rico is part of the United States blows my mind. Logan Paul said, I love my brother, but I don't agree with this. Puerto Ricans are Americans. So I'm happy they were given the opportunity to showcase the talent that comes from the island. Jake Paul said, purposely turning off the halftime show, let's rally together and show big corporations they can't do just whatever.
Also,
they can't just do whatever they want without consequences, which equals viewership for them. You are their benefit. Realize you have power. Turn off this halftime.
But what
a fake American
do?
Citizen is performing who publicly hates America. I cannot support that.
But what's going to happen to the big corporations if they don't watch it?
Nothing.
His logic is not logicking. After that boy's
Anthony Joshua
went up into his brain.
Break it again.
He didn't got real.
Break it again. The thing that Jake Paul's doing is he's trying to sell his next fight now. And if he can get people to hate him enough to want to see him get his jaw broken again, that's his goal.
Yeah.
And whatever stokes the fire and racism gonna get it going every time. Them people who hate Bad Bunny or whatever, I don't think they even hate Bad Bunny, but just want white people only.
Yeah, he's such a cute man.
San Benito gave me a great show.
What's his whole name? Because I love it.
Well, it's a lot.
Every time he said it, I wanted him to say it a couple of times.
Four names.
Yes, and I was like,
Ocasio.
Ocasio is my favorite part. I said, okay.
Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio. He's 94, Joshy. Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
No, he's at the
Ocasio.
Super Bowl.
He's the king of Latin trap. Bayamón, Puerto Rico. Angel. What you think about next year Super Bowl? If you were Jay-Z, who would you cue up?
Let me think. I'm trying to think.
You want to remember who we just had?
I know who we just had. I'm okay. Trying to think who's about to have a really good year, because that's really what it is.
Lady Gaga, Joshua, she's thinking last performed the Super Bowl in 2017. It doesn't look like her thing is her line for where she brought somebody out is empty. I don't remember this performance. She was solo in 2017. Before her was Coldplay, Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, Maroon 5. The blacks and Spanish start coming in when Jay-Z took over in 2020 with Shakira, Jennifer Lopez.
That was the first one.
Yep. The Weeknd was second. Dr. Dre was third. Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, Rihanna, Usher, Kendrick solo, Bad Bunny.
Oh.
So Jay-Z hasn't had a solo. Under Jay-Z's direction, they haven't had a solo white performer. Eminem is the last white person prior to Lady Gaga. Eminem was the last
white person. If it got to be white, then we probably going to go Taylor.
It don't got to be white.
If we got to be white, it's probably going to be like a Taylor.
Do you think she... I'm so curious why. I thought for sure after Usher, they would have to swing to the whites. And then they went Kendrick, which made sense because of the year he had.
Yeah.
And then I thought even more for sure they'd have to swing back white.
I think that's Jay-Z, though.
I agree. But then going Bad Bunny.
He only has a couple more. I think he only has like three or four more.
Yeah, I think it was 10 years, I think.
I think if they got to go white. I hear you. Taylor turned it down last year.
How do we know she turned it down?
If she turned it down, that was last year. Coming up, I can see her doing it. She just finished 15 million tour dates. I can see her being like, nah, I didn't sing enough. She won't have finished 15,000 tour dates is coming up. So if it has to be white, I would say Taylor. If it doesn't have to be white, I'm trying to figure out who is about to have a big year or who is a legend that they can pull out.
Remember when it used to always be legacy acts?
Yeah.
It was like Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It was never anybody who was like in their prime. Over the last 10 years or so, a lot of people have been like, and I remember for the longest time, it was just boring people.
Has Ludacris ever performed at the Super Bowl at all? So maybe a tribute to like Southern rap.
Next year?
Yeah, of the sort. Okay. Not like Luda by himself, but mm-hmm. Southern rappers. The Lil Jon. There! The T-Pains.
Let me tell you, in the early aughts, these are the Super Bowls from 2009 to 2000 in reverse order. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Prince, that was an amazing one. The Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Janet Jackson, P. Diddy.
Janet Jackson was good too.
Janet Jackson, she got a movie coming out.
She was Janet Titson at that
time. Hey! 2004, Shania Twain and No Doubt.
Mm-hmm, I remember that one.
I remember Shania Twain, No mm-hmm. Doubt at all. U2 was before that.
I remember U2.
Aerosmith and NSYNC was before that. Mm-hmm. And then it was Phil Collins, Christina Aguilera, Enrique Iglesias, Tony Braxton. It's called The Tapestry of Nations.
Mm.
Before that, Gloria Estefan, Stevie Wonder, Big Bad Voodoo, Daddy, Savion Glover.
What? Why don't I remember that?
I don't remember that at all. Then it was a salute to Motown. Salute to Motown's 40th was 1998. Oh, I like a themed one. That could be your Southern rap one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I feel like we did the West Coast rap thing went really well. Even though 50 Cent came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I think a Southern rap. Because where is it going to be held? The Bowl of the Super
Bowl? I don't know where the next one is. They only rotated between the same five cities. Arizona, Miami, Santa Clara, L.A.
And Louisiana.
Do y'all know Patreon where the next Super Bowl is? Oh, it's in L.A.
Is that the Sophie?
I feel like it's been there a lot.
They only rotate like five cities. It's literally New Orleans, L.A.
Is that a regional thing? Oh, weather thing.
It's mostly a weather thing. They don't want no bad weather. Arizona, they play in Arizona every 4 or 5 years. Absolutely. And Atlanta. But yeah, they don't. I think one was in Minnesota. I think if they go to a cold weather thing, they'd be having so many activities, and then cold weather in February is just not ideal.
When you say activities, it sounds so funny to me. You sound like a youth pastor.
You know, activities are a big part of my life as a youth pastor. Because when I was in San Francisco, they had a whole bunch of activities. They had all these activations and parties and stuff.
It's activities. There's a lot of activities.
Did you see Coco Jones singing and Charlie Puth?
I miss Green Day. It's like,
I saw Green Day.
Did you? I want to be an American idiot. The sound of new media.
The sound of hysteria. I miss Coco Jones. I took a nap.
I lift every voice and sing Coco Jones.
I fell asleep. I fell asleep in real time. I watched it later.
See Charlie Puth?
I saw Charlie. He did a really good version.
Did he sing the national anthem?
No, he sang Lift Every Voice.
That would have been dope.
Imagine if they switched and let Coco do the national guitar.
And I'd be like, yes, white people, y'all need to know these lyrics too. Get up. Come on. Let our rejoicing rise higher in new skies. Yeah. Yeah. I thought Coco looked beautiful. I did not listen to the whole song. I saw a clip. I was like, yeah, sing, girl. Swipe up.
Sing, girl.
Sing. Come on, Whitney tribute with the outfit.
Oh, my God.
Swiped right on up. Yeah, I think a tribute to Southern hip hop, because there's a lot of songs that white people love from that time and black people love. It would get the whole crowd hype. Yeah, that would be. But if it's got to be white, I think Taylor would be fine. I mean, I won't.
I think she can do. She has enough songs that I know.
Yeah.
That I think I could get through a performance.
100%.
As long as she do Bad Blood, because you know we got Bad Blood. Or they could do B2K. I mean, not B2K.
I was like, why are you saying
Who's
lies?
The Korean boy band?
BTS.
What
about 112?
I see you looking at me.
I would throw this helmet through my TV.
If I really want you to get close to me.
Yeah. So after LA, it's in Atlanta. They might be doing that in 2028. It's in Atlanta.
Parking lots. Yeah.
What if they're like, no, we are going to throw back to the whites and it's Justin Bieber.
I'll take it.
I'd have a great time with Justin Bieber.
As long as he's in clothes and not just draws.
You can.
No. I wouldn't even go back. You say you love me.
Oh, my jam.
You say you care.
I'll be there. I listened to that. The first four songs of that Purpose album, throw that on there.
I would love to hear how low he would have to drop that thing, though, because up there.
Are we an item? Girl, quit playing. What are you saying?
Baby,
ooh, like baby.
Baby, no. It'll be like down baby. Here like baby. I'd be like, get down there then, Justin. Thought you'd always be mine. Yeah. I could do a Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
That would make me happy.
He would be good. Chris Brown said he want to host it.
He want to do it. Chris could. He got enough songs, but could Chris not get in trouble before then? That would be, it just seemed like trouble follow him like a twin, like a shadow.
I know who should do it. Olivia Dean. Just sing that album that I like. Nothing special. Sing Man That I Need, The Couches. Baby Steps.
These all sound like slow songs.
They are.
We go nap.
It's going to be her tiny desk. Big desk.
We'll just
or SWV.
Oh, now let me tell you who would have a time.
If they did SWV?
I would have a time. They don't need no background dancers. Put me out there.
SWV featuring Angel Only.
Roger Rabbit it. That would get my stamina up. 12 minutes dancing like the little Latinxwa. You're the one for me.
All right, that's it for the main episode. God bless you guys. Patreon bonus episode. We're about to shoot it right now because me and Angel are going to be having Valentine's Day festivities with our spouses on Friday. So we won't be able to be here Friday. So we're going to shoot the bonus episode right now. We got a whole new set of topics to talk about. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. There's another banger for you. There's another one. There's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.